Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
What's happening, Lee?
Hello, Aurier. How are you?
Look at that energy. That's dope. I feel like I got a little injection there. That's very cool.
It's what we bring. We bring energy and adventure and injection and atmosphere.
That's it. And today is very exciting because it's the first time that we're spending the whole half hour talking about our favorite country in the world.
South Africa.
There you go.
Oh, proudly South African.
Very cool. It's taken us so long to do this. It's taken us 9 months to get you.
You know what? It's because we've got something special planned. And it's September and it's Heritage Month and we want to publicize South Africa because our heritage is so amazing. So what better time to do it during Heritage Month, right?
Absolutely. And you've really taken out all the stops because you've brought in a very, very special guest star today to hang out with us. Tell me about this guy sitting in front of me here, Lee.
Well, this guy is pretty freaking awesome. Great legacy, great family. And he has been taking South Africa by storm with his music. He's also traveled. He's just come off the back of an international tour, appearing in the UK and the US. He's got a new single out as well.
And he's very humble because as you say all of these things, he's like looking down. He's like, oh, when is it going to end? Just say that it's Jesse Klego. What's happening, Jesse?
Awesome, man.
Welcome to Start the Adventure.
Thank you.
Now, we've got you here, of course, because you are this acclaimed musician, but also because you've got some serious knowledge in the field of what each province is really like because you've toured to many parts of South Africa. So you know the nitty-gritty, you know, the 2 o'clock in the morning, what happens in PE in that club.
You know,
and that's important.
I don't know if that's like the knowledge of the whole place or if it's just knowledge of that venue, but
I have a feeling that you actually have that knowledge. Belize.
Yeah, Belize is a dope place in PE. So you can go. PE is a great place. In fact, let's kick it off with PE, which is in
it's in the Eastern Cape. It's my hometown.
Yeah,
that's where I'm from. Okay. Port Elizabeth. Yeah. Spent the first 21 years of my life in
PE. Is not a bad place, man. I've had some good times there.
Right.
Yeah.
We've got the beach on the one hand, and you go further inland, and you can do some amazing.
But it's
things.
Very windy.
It's incredibly windy.
It's too windy, maybe.
Look, we're known as the windy city, but we're also known as the friendly city.
Yes.
So I'd opt for the friendly part rather than the windy part in any day.
You've got to take good and bad.
You know?
Friendly and windy.
Yeah, and we have a lot more friendly than what we have windy.
I
think our friendly compensates for our windy. How's that?
What I love about PE is that the airport is literally like right where everything is.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else that I know in the world where an airport is like 5 minutes from where everything is.
Right. And the great thing about Port Elizabeth, you fly into Port Elizabeth and then the garden route starts there as well. So you travel a further bit up, you know, towards Cape Town and you pass Jeffreys Bay. And the Billabong Pro happens there every year. You travel a little bit further up and you kind of get to Tsitsikamma area and then the Blokkrans bungee happens there, which is the world's highest commercial bungee. That's pretty cool. I did that.
Did you do that?
I did it a couple of months ago.
Look, I actually really want to do it.
And
that's near George and Plex.
Exactly.
And so you're right in the awesome zone.
You're in the awesome zone. Yeah. And then it's halfway between Cape Town as well. It's perfect.
Bungee jumping is a dope thing to do when you're on holiday.
It's an incredible thing to do. Look, I had fear. It's on video. Like, you see me. I think I was pushed. They kind of take you towards the edge, and I was like, take it away. I had a GoPro strapped to my arm, and I was like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
It was the highest in the world at one point.
Yeah, 216 meters.
Whoa.
Well done. Was it your first one?
First one. And here's the thing.
Done.
I'll do it again.
Okay.
After the first one, it's the
So your first one was
incredible.
The highest in the world.
Right?
Well, surprisingly, we're driving you down right now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Put your money where your mouth is.
And a cool thing about the Eastern Cape on the other side, if you want to go towards Durban, we've got Addo Elephant Park. That's pretty cool as well. The Sunshine Coast, Sand Sea, Coffee Bay is there. St. Francis Bay, a hole in the wall, Kenton-on-Sea, all those nice beach towns.
What's the best way to uncover it, though? I mean, should you be looking online? Should you be going into an STA branch? What's the best way to uncover the gems in a specific province?
You know exactly what the answer to that is.
I'm asking you.
Come into STA. We can help you sort this out.
Lee's on Twitter. She'll answer your questions
exactly.
About the Eastern Cape.
At Lee Tarn. There we go. Or you can find us on STA. Wait, what's that? STA Travel SA.
There you go. So Belize is really dope in PE, but then in the Free State, in Bloem, you've got a place called Barbas, which recently closed down, but it was a really, really dope little hangout. So let's go to the Free State real quick.
Okay.
And any emotional connection with Bloem, Jesse Clegg?
Yeah, I mean, man, I've played the Mystic Boer many times.
Ah.
It's funny, man, like a lot of the smaller towns actually really party hard. Like, I've had surprisingly big parties in like small places like Nelspruit and
Jock and Java.
Yeah, like strange little strange places, but actually a great vibe, you know. And Bloom was one of the places where I never expected such a sort of live, atmospheric sort of nightlife. So we've had great gigs there, and I don't know, I've had a pretty good time there. It's not like my favorite place, but it's definitely worth a visit. I think the best way to visit a place is to actually not plan it and just go on like a road trip.
Yeah.
Just drive through a whole lot of different towns and experience the country, because there's so many strange little gems that you'll never find on the internet.
Yeah, and Bloom seems like a place where there's a lot of gems.
Right. Did you know?
Yeah.
Can I throw in a did you know here? Yeah. Did you know that, you know, the sand people that now live in the Kalahari, which is in another province, not in the Free State, were actually displaced from the Free State. And that's why you will find sand rock art in some of the caves, because the sand people once lived there.
Wow.
Interesting.
Now you know.
So we're all immigrants, actually.
I think we all are.
As an artist, when you're traveling the country and going to all these different provinces, I mean, do different provinces hit you differently creatively as you hit them? I mean, like the PE, you can sit and stare at the beach. You can, I don't know, whatever it is. In the Free State, you know, agriculture is a big thing. You can go through many different farms, and inspiration can strike at any point. So which province are you most sort of in a relationship creatively with, and it gets the best out of you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think every town has a different energy, and also the audiences have a different energy. And you can see there's some towns that are more edgy and extreme than other towns, just in terms of their artistic tastes. And I mean, I've had, you know, I spent a lot of time in Cape Town, and that's a very creative place. There's a lot of artists there, and there's a lot of art there. And it's always nice to see a town expressing themselves and a little community of people who are kind of getting their voice heard. So I don't know. I wouldn't say I have a favorite, but I really enjoy towns where you can really feel a unique energy and a unique voice happening there. And I think Cape Town is probably the one place where a lot of that art is happening.
That is the great thing, though, about, you know, sort of lots of towns in South Africa, is that they are very distinct and unique, and you can attribute them with one specific style or feeling.
Absolutely.
And
especially in music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of musical history spread out across the different provinces. I wonder which province is musically the richest.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's a tough one to answer.
You know, Joburg's had an amazing musical history. Mm. I mean, the jazz scene in Joburg back in the 70s and 80s was massive, man. And, you know, in Durban and KwaZulu, there's all the traditional stuff. I mean, there's, you know, the drum and bass more recently in Cape Town and all that. You know, so there's, I suppose, different areas have different histories. I don't know.
I mean, coming from the Eastern Cape, I know hip-hop is quite big in the Eastern Cape. You know, part of the Kwaito scene as well developed there in the townships. The Cape region as well, they have crazy history.
And the electronic
scene
in the Western Cape as well is huge now.
Yeah. What's great is that we can say that we've got sort of superstars musically across all the different provinces, and there's people that are, you know, unbelievably respected in their own fields in Durban, in Cape Town, in Johannesburg. A lot of them generally just come out to Johannesburg and they milk it as much as possible and go back to where they were.
They have their holiday houses from where they're from, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because they got to get the business of it going.
Yeah. Johannesburg does seem to be the central point.
Not because there's any natural attractions there. Or maybe there are. We're going to find out just
now. Joburg or Gauteng area was kind of populated because of the gold rush. We are built on gold.
I think Joburg gets a bad rep, man. I like Joburg.
I like Joburg too. Here's the thing, what I realized about Joburg, either you love it or you hate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
This
place is amazing. The concrete jungle. It's got an energy about it. It's got so many attractions. I mean, look, if you drive a couple of kilometers south, you head towards Soweto. You know, there's all that heritage and the cultural stuff that's happening there. But they've also got the Orlando Towers. So if you're more into
the adventure side
of things, you know, go jump off a tower.
Yeah.
How awesome.
I've done that. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Totally awesome. And Soweto is totally awesome.
It's incredible.
Such cool little bars and pubs and little venues. It's a really vibing place.
Yeah, and if you want to go further afield as well, you want to go further out into the countryside, we've got the Cradle of Humankind as well. If you want more peace and quiet and history and archaeology, that's an option for you.
And I don't know why people call Joburg the concrete jungle. I mean, Joburg has more trees than any other cityscape in the world. Like, it is actually... it actually is just a jungle. Like, it's not a concrete jungle.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Joburg.
Yeah, born and bred.
Born and bred, man. And you know, I have a lot of great memories in Joburg. I mean, I was traveling a lot when I was you know, younger, and you know, my dad was on tour, so we were around the world. But you always sort of miss your hometown. You know, and
what did you miss about it?
I don't know. Joburg is a weird, it's a weird thing, man. Because I was living in Toronto for a year, 2 years ago, and I missed this. You can't actually pinpoint it. It's like there's an energy to it, and there's a familiarity, and there's memories, and there's your comfort zone, and there's, you know, there's a unique energy in this place. Yep. I don't know what it is, and you have a very nice lifestyle, I think.
Yep.
I don't think South Africans know how easy we have it. When you go overseas to New York or Toronto or London, it is expensive, and it is hard to, it's hard to actually maintain the lifestyle that we have here anywhere
level
else.
Level of living, yeah.
So we're lucky, man.
How does one uncover one's city better, Lee?
Well... If you want to do it product-wise, in some of our main cities, like Johannesburg, for example, they're hosted in Cape Town as well, there's something called the City Sightseeing Bus, which is the red bus that you sometimes see go around town. So you kind of hop on one place, and it takes you around the important spots of the city. And you have the option of jumping on and off and staying wherever it is that you want to stay to kind of see as much of the city as possible. So if you're in Joburg, they usually start in Braamfontein, and they'll take you around Braam area. You'll see where Art and Main is, go all the way down to Maboneng. You can, there's a Soweto route as well that it takes you through. If you're in Cape Town, it'll start in the waterfront. It'll go all the way up to Table Mountain, come the way back. You can go into the winelands if you want. So that's a really, really cool option if you're tight on time, perhaps, and you want to see a lot more of the city.
That's a good way to go.
I think a really fun way to see Joburg is to do critical mass, where you go on bikes. Have you heard of this thing?
I've seen that on social media. Yeah, it is really awesome. Jesse's a cool kid.
I've done it a few times. So basically, you meet. It's the last Friday of every month, and they also have one in Cape Town. And you meet in Braamfontein outside the bike shop, and there's about 1,000 people, and you just cycle around Joburg CBD, and you stop at different little shebeens and pubs, and you stop at the Bioscope and little venues, and there's like a whole sort of, it's almost like a history lesson on bikes. So and it's a really nice vibe, and everyone's kind of drinking and hanging out. And
sounds like I need an Uber halfway through.
you gotta pace yourself, because if you drink too much beer and you're still trying to cycle get a little bit tough. But I learned that the hard way on the first one. Now I don't drink as much.
But there are all these little cool things, and actually, you know, online is a great place to find out about it, and Facebook and those kind of places.
Yeah, Instagram even. Like, there's a whole lot of events and pop-ups that are happening on Instagram, and they're called Instameets. And
I can't keep track of that. it's too instantaneous. Like, I don't know.
Instantaneous.
Yeah.
How important is it to capture your experience?
Look, I love taking photos. If we're talking about capturing experiences in that regard, so I kind of always have my camera with me when I go on these treks or these adventures, and it's always nice to come back and share as well, because words can do one thing, but if you can accompany it with a visual of sorts, it's almost as though you can transport. There we go. I was like, what? Sorry. Transport your audience to wherever it is that you were using the visuals that accompany it.
But there's also, I think there's also an argument to be made for just experiencing it. Just
being in the moment.
Completely.
Being in the moment. You know, if you're like doing the blowcrunts bungee jump and you're Instagramming on your way down, I don't know.
Well, listen, if you can keep your phone in your hand while doing that, then you deserve to get that Insta video.
Yeah, and you deserve every like you get.
Yeah. Look, I say go to the place. See Blyde River Canyon, for example, in Mpumalanga. Take your snapshot and then put your phone down.
Yeah.
Or put your camera down and just kind of enjoy where you're at.
Well, we're going to get a better take on that in a second with Craig Rodney, who owns and manages At South Africa on Instagram, and he does all these Insta meets and so on and so forth. So he'll give us the 411 on that. Let's go to Limpopo real quick, because and be honest, Jali. Anything going for Limpopo?
Look, part of the Kruger is in Limpopo.
Okay, yes, that's cool.
There are some great cultural villages.
Why are you paging and paging there?
Because I need to know these things. I don't want to speak.
There are some very beautiful game reserves there.
Yes.
I've played some amazing shows and some beautiful lodges and some nice random festivals that just pop up out of nowhere. So on the music side, I've had some nice experiences in Limpopo, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the sites, and I mean there's not a lot of big towns there, I don't think.
No, it's very small town. That's the thing about Limpopo. It's small town feel. Also, there's a lot of vendor culture there.
Yeah.
And there are these cultural villages that you can go visit as well. Like I said, the Kruger National Park, part of it goes into Limpopo. And the Limpopo part is known for the luxury safaris.
The lodges and that, yeah.
So that's pretty cool if you want to...
So you got to go blow money fast in Limpopo.
You know?
And that's how you get the best experience there. So if you are looking for things to do, like we were saying a little earlier on, you can find a lot of them online. We're going to touch base now real quick with Craig Rodney, who owns and manages At South Africa, the account that's hosting the hashtag Meet South Africa, Graaf-Reinet, InstaMeet. And he's going to talk to us about this event. Yo, Craig, what's happening?
How's it going, guys?
Good, yo. What's your favorite province, Craig?
So I happen to think that the Western Cape is amazing, but not the typical Cape Town vibe. I'm like a George kind of guy.
Nice.
George, you know, the Garden Route kind of thing. It's the most spectacular part of the country by far.
So let's talk about At South Africa, which is this account that you run. What are you trying to get people to do? What's the objective with it?
So from an account perspective, I'm trying to get people to like South Africa. It's simple as that, right? So I've been running the account for just over 2 years now, and the ideas never changed. Like, I just want to share amazing pictures of South Africa and you know, for people to see. And there's a lot of people who now follow the account, and they love the pictures every day, which is cool. And they're not even my pictures. I don't even have to take them, right? It's a lot easier. I just feature great Instagrammer. So when I find a cool picture, I give credit to the photographer and post it.
So we were speaking a little earlier on about being in the moment versus taking a picture of the moment. What's your take, Craig?
Be in the moment.
Yeah.
And I'm a photographer, right? So there's enough written. This is going quite deep here. Mm-hmm. But there's enough written about the psychology of, like, war photographers. And how that lens created that level of protection for them. It was a separation. So the same applies to people taking photos anywhere, right? My thing is the problem with digital photography is you take too many photos. So live the experience, enjoy the experience, and maybe take one photo and have that to keep.
And then try and get it posted on At South Africa. That's the objective.
Absolutely. that's everyone's life ambition, I think.
You got something really cool. You got a cool InstaMeet happening real soon. Just tell me real quick what's up, Craig.
So I figured it was time to do a national InstaMeet. You know, there's tons of InstaMeets happening in the different cities and towns around the country. But I wanted to bring everyone together. So we picked Graaf-Reinet because it's as close to the center of the country as I could imagine. And it's fair in that it inconveniences everyone equally. So everyone has to travel to get, And we've had over 400 people sign up.
Wow.
Who say that they will drive to Graaf-Reinet for 4 days of hanging out and exploring and adventure and taking pics.
So what are the requirements? Like, when are the dates? How can we register? Do we have to be, like, seasoned photographers?
No, you don't even have to take a camera if you don't want to. I mean, it's not, you know, there's no requirements to going. You can just go if you want. If you want to let us know that you're going, that helps us plan with numbers, then you can go to instameet.co.za and you can register. The requirement, I mean, you know, it's your own weekend away, so you've got to book your own accommodation, you've got to plan your own travel, etc. It's just a reason to go and do something that you probably wouldn't normally do. Share some experiences with 400 other South Africans who collectively have a passion for Instagram or photography. And the dates are 24 to 27 September, so the 24th is obviously Heritage Day, and it's a big part of why I kind of started the event was the idea of broadening our minds around our heritage and giving people exposure to more elements of South Africa's heritage. And amazingly, I've got 400 Instagrammers who are going to spend Heritage Day traveling across South Africa from all corners, documenting their journey and sharing amazing South African stories. And I think that's quite a cool way to contribute to this, like, big conversation around South Africa and our heritage.
Very, very impressive, Craig. Thanks so much for letting us know. Instameet.co.za is what you got to check out if you want to get involved.
Yes, of course. Otherwise, there's always information up on the At South Africa Instagram account.
Super. Craig Rodney, thanks for hanging out.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
So back on our little bus here going around the country, we've been to the Eastern Cape, we've been to the Free State, we've been to Gauteng, we're in Gauteng. We went to Limpopo, we saw what we could there, we realized you need to have a lot of money to make a rain in Limpopo.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Mpumalanga? It says the place where the sun rises.
Mm-hmm.
That's a plus.
That is so
that's the bare minimum that I want.
So Mpumalanga actually means the land of the rising sun in the local Siswati and Zulu languages. And then it's because it's on the east of the country. You know, the sun rises in the east. There you go, guys. That's where the saying comes from. again, part of the Kruger National Park is in Mpumalanga as well. And then my favorite part about Mpumalanga is the panorama route. So that's where Blyde River Canyon is. That's where God's Window is. It's just, it's mountainous and there's cliffs and there's, you know, deep ravines and valleys. And it's just gorgeous, picturesque. It's just dreamy. It's just beautiful.
Sounds amazing.
Beautiful, mountainous, outside, airy gorgeousness.
Okay. Yeah, I could do with that.
You're
really selling it.
Yeah, you really are. Jesse, you've been to KwaZulu-Natal?
Yeah, man.
Many times, I'm sure.
Many times.
Tell me about that place, KwaZulu-Natal.
Well, I've been to a lot of the rural areas, actually, with my dad and some of his friends to the heart of the rural areas, and we've stayed in huts and stayed with Sipo and had an amazing cultural experience with the locals there. So I've really experienced the on the ground community by the Tugela River, and I've obviously been to Durban and played lots of shows there and around Durban. So it's a place that's quite kind of close to my heart, and I've been going there since I was very young, but mostly to the rural areas. It's obviously the heart of Zulu culture and the Zulu people and the Zulu community, and it's amazing that there is still such a strong rural cultural environment there. You can really go and see the tribal rituals and the community operating under those circumstances. You know, so
that's rare in the 21st century anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. So for me, that's my personal sort of experience of KwaZulu that I associated with. But obviously, there's Umhlanga and there's all the holiday and the tourism stuff, and there's the venues and Durban and all that other stuff that comes with it. My personal association is with going to the rural areas.
Nice. Lee, anything else in KwaZulu-Natal we should be aware of?
Oh, wow. And the touristy
stuff. Outside
of
the Gateway Shopping Center.
I was going to say, the touristy stuff, there's Shaka Marine World.
Marine World, yeah, great place.
That's really cool. That's a day trip and good stuff there. I mean, you can go shark cage diving there. Did you know?
Super cool.
Well, now you know.
It is cool, yeah.
It's also a great place to go surf. Addington Beach, if you want to go learn how to surf as well, that's an option as well. Pani chows. I mean, really.
Authentic food.
Authentic Indian cuisine.
Yeah.
Go to KwaZulu-Natal to go experience that.
Any cool cuisine in the Northern Cape?
The Northern Cape.
Hmm.
I feel like I need to pull out a map and just kind of remind myself where the Northern Cape is. So the Northern Cape is it's desert land. A lot of it is desert land, Namaqua land. I know there's certain parts throughout the year where it kind of flourishes. So there's flowers that people usually go see. But it's our biggest province, but it's our least populated.
Mm. So a good place to go if you don't like people.
You know?
You're a hermit.
Yeah.
I suppose. Let's go with that. And then also there's the koi, there's the sand history.
Yeah.
That's in the Northern Cape
as well. Our provinces have such rich histories. They really, really do.
South Africa, yeah. We're incredible.
Great place. The Northwest?
So, Sun City. We all know about the Valley of the Waves, Sun City. That's in the Northwest. Had to be a sport. Some of us think it's in Gauteng. It's actually in the Northwest province. Khalees.
Yeah.
Northwest as Classic. Well.
Beautiful.
There's the cultural villages again. You can go hot air ballooning in the Northwest province. A lot of outdoorsy type of activity on that side.
So now we got to do specifics here. We got to find out specific places we can go, things we can do. Let's kick it off with Cape Town. I want to tomorrow go and do something exciting. How do I find something exciting to do? Give me the specifics here.
Say you have 3 days. That's it. You've got 3 days because that's as much leave as what your boss is going to give you.
Yeah.
We can get you to Cape Town from Johannesburg, including accommodation, for 2,699 rand for 3 days. Okay, cool. So when you're there, then we'll pop you in on like a shark cage dive. You can do that. You can go on a winelands tour. You can go around the Cape Point, you know, the peninsula. You can do that. There is a champagne cruise where we put you on a boat for like an hour, 2 hours, and you sail around the Cape Town Harbour sipping on champagne.
See, now that's living your best life.
Yeah.
Right?
Sounds like
and then you're hanging out with the beautiful people of Cape Town.
Yes, because they are ridiculously
they are
all
so good
looking.
Good looking.
There. Yeah.
Everyone in Cape Town is really good looking.
It's a good. You can aspire to look like them. That's why you should go there, just to hang out with good looking people and hope it rubs off on you. That's worth 2,700 rand. Okay, so that's really cool in Cape Town. What other cool deals can we get involved with?
All right, there's this really awesome thing that we're trying to introduce to South Africans called overlanding, which is where you kind of pile yourself into a truck, an overland truck, and it seats about 24 people, but it's like camping
on a truck. Yeah, okay.
But not in the truck. I mean, the truck kind of goes. Follows a certain route, and after a day or after a certain amount of kilometers covered, you kind of pitch camp, and you experience whatever's in that particular region. And for South Africans, you get 20% off whatever trip.
That's super cool. Get on a truck with a camping bag, and then stop the truck and get off and camp.
And everything's
included. Sounds like how a lot of horror movies start.
Or maybe the start of a really cool adventure.
Maybe.
Just get on the back of a truck.
Yeah.
At least you know you can phone the people at STA Travel and be like, yo,
there's an ex-murderer after me. Someone help me.
But that's really like throwing caution to the wind. That's kind of just giving no ifs about anything, getting on a truck.
Here's the cool thing. And you can also decide where you want to go to and for how long.
Cool.
Like if you want to just go check out the Kruger, for example, there are certain trips that just go to the Kruger. Or if you want to go see Drakensberg and Addo, for example, you want to go do some of the Mpumalanga, some of the KwaZulu-Natal and in the Eastern Cape, there's a trip for that as well. So if you want to just check out the garden route, there's a trip for that as well. So it's all up to you as to what it is that you want to do.
Super cool. How do I find out more about all the different trips?
STATravel.com.
Very, very cool. And also I know that SA Tourism has a lot of material around different places in South Africa that are cool to visit, so you can check out their stuff as well.
Yeah. Obviously, you can visit the SA Tourism site, or you can check out our site as well, www.statravel.com/South-Africa.
Now, from what I understand, you might be at a campus near me real soon talking about the cool stuff to do in SA.
Yeah, so we're doing a really, really, really cool campus activation activity with SA Tourism, and we'll be hitting up a campus in Johannesburg. It will be at WITS. At the beginning of October, as well as UCT at the beginning of October, and we're giving away prizes. So some of them are really cool things like Converse sneakers and, you know, books perhaps, but then there are even bigger prizes like shark cage diving. We'll give you a shark cage dive, or we'll give you a trip to go bungee off Orlando Towers. So the prizes increase as the competition is hosted.
Very cool.
So if you are at WITS or if you're at UCT, just check out your student areas. We'll be publicizing and pushing that, and we'll be at your campuses on the first week of October.
Super cool. And you can go say hi to Lee.
Hey.
Find out what province she's most passionate about. Mm-hmm. Your favorite province, Jesse? You kind of alluded to it a little earlier on, but let's see the final answer.
Yeah, I would say Gauteng, just because it's my hometown. But can I mention one place that I really recommend people go? If you're anywhere in Plett or George or around that area, I went to the Owl House in December, which is a couple of hours away, but it's the most incredible place. It's basically a house where this artist made these sculptures, and she was living there for 30 years, and it's just this house in the middle of the desert, and the most amazing, beautiful sculptures and the most amazing history. Anyway, you can check it out online, but I really recommend doing that. It's incredible.
Now, the only thing you could have done better with that trip is do it on a truck. You should have gone on a truck. You must die. You could have camped outside the house. It would have been awesome. You got to get involved in the truck thing.
Yeah.
Lee, anything else we need to be aware of?
That's it, really. You can catch up with us, like I said, statravel.com or at statravelsa if you want to check us out on Twitter.
Super, super cool. All right, speaking of cool things, Jesse, you've just dropped a brand new single. It took a while for you to get to this point, dropping a new single. 2 years you made us wait for this. Talk to us about Use Me real quick.
It's the brand. It's the first single off the upcoming album that I'm going to be putting out. It's produced by Denham Harding.
Now he's doing that thing. He's like stroking his arm. He's like, now we're talking about the real thing. This is the music. This is serious.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was a long writing process. I wrote about 50 songs for this new album, and we've kind of whittled it down to the ones that we're going to kind of record finally. And it's been an amazing process. It's my first time back in South Africa recording again. The last album I did in Toronto. So it's been really nice to come back home and record. And the song is really about someone navigating quite a complicated relationship where there's very inspiring moments and there's also very sort of destructive moments. And
sounds like your time in Limpopo.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's really dedicated to Limpopo. Yeah, so it's called Use Me, and it's not, the album's not released yet, so it's out on iTunes for now.
How do we keep up all day, Jesse?
It's, my website is jessecleg.com. My Twitter is jesse_clegg. My Facebook is Jesse Clegg Music. So just different iterations of my name, really.
Lee, keeping up with STA Travel?
There we go, at STA Travel SA or statravel.com, and then that's where we're at.
Start the adventure.
Hashtag start the adventure.
Start the adventure. Jesse, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks, man.
Lee, same time, same place next month, yeah?
Check you then.
Wait for me, I'll wait for you. Can't tell you what to do. Oh, in the darkness I can feel you. Play the thief, I'll play the fool. Let the sky come over you. Oh, I will fall into the blue.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.